Your community library is about so much more than just reading and checking out books. This is Lisa Berry, and of course we encourage that. But we've partnered with the Ann Arbor District Library to talk about all they bring to the community, and we call it Beyond Books. My co-host for the segment, Rich Reddy, Communications and Marketing Manager for the Ann Arbor District Library. Welcome.
Hello. Great to be here.
Who did you bring with you today?
I brought the one and only Elizabeth Pierce, who is a librarian at the ADL, in charge of a fabulous February program that we call Blind Date with a Book.
Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Tell us about Blind Date with a Book.
Well, this is a program that we do every February, and it's kind of fun. We wrap books in blank brown paper, and we write kind of an enticing little blurb on them and put them on display, and people can kind of fall in love with a new book that they might not have chosen from the shelf. They read the blurb, and they're excited by it, check it out, and they go home, unwrap it, and have something new to read.
From all sorts of genres?
Yes, we do fiction, nonfiction, science fiction, fantasy. We actually do movies as well, just to include people who maybe aren't big readers. And we do it for kids, too. We do surprise books for our kids because some of the kids were getting jealous. You know, why are you unwrapping a present? So we do books for them, too.
When you write the enticing blurb, is it like going on a date? You're giving some example of what might interest somebody?
Yeah, we're saying, you know, this is a psychological thriller that features an estranged wife and the husband's new love or something like that. Or we kind of make it something that gives away the genre a little bit so people can focus on what they like, but also makes it vague enough so that they wanna find out more.
I love the story about where this idea came from. Can you tell everybody the genesis of this?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. When I first started back at AADL, my mom was very excited, and she was always coming up with ideas. And so she called me one day, and she was like, I was at this bookstore back in the town where I'm from, and they had this little display of wrapped books where you didn't know what they were, and you bought them and took them home and read them. And couldn't you do that at the library? And I was like, yeah, I think we should do that at the library because that would be better because you wouldn't have to buy it. You could just sample it out. So we kind of did it on a larger scale starting back in 2015. I took that idea from my mom, and then we have grown it ever since. So,
is it for February because it's Valentine's month?
Yeah, that's kind of the theme, February.
Warm you up, you know, you're looking, it's called, what is it, cuffing season? So you cuff yourself with a book and you stay with that book, and then when it gets warm again, you can return it and find new loves in the DVD, music, book, art print, right? Art prints, tools, home tools. Sorry, I'm really getting into.
Actually, soon we'll have to start wrapping tools and you can have a blind date with a tool.
Oh my gosh, it's my sewing machine.
Right. Oh, I'm in love. So this is the fifth year you've been doing it. It must be popular.
It is super popular. We hear every year, the coolest thing is when people say, I never would have picked out this book from the shelf. And sometimes people even say when they first unwrap it that they were a little disappointed, but they decide to read it anyway, and then they find a new author that they love or a new genre, or they've read the whole series because it's just something that they picked out from the blurb, didn't judge it by its cover, and now they're super excited to find something.
Which
new.
Is a life lesson,
there
don't you
go.
Think?
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not superficial. How many, you said, what, about 4,000
wow.
items last year?
Yeah, so wow. About 4,000 last year, which was a crazy amount of wrapping. This year we are only doing the displays at the downtown location simply because of sheer volume, but we do have a couple awesome displays we're going to set up, and we're still going to wrap over 2,000 items this year. So anyone is welcome to come and find a date with a book or a surprise book if you are not of dating age yet.
And it's turned into long-lasting relationships.
Exactly, yes.
That's right.
Long, long loves.
Blind Date with a Book at the Ann Arbor District Library. Underway now. When does it end?
It'll end at the end of February. We do keep it up all the way through the month.
All right. And speaking of February, Black History Month, I'm assuming you've got a lot going on.
We do. So back in January, we had a bunch of MLK Day programming that kind of rolls into Black History Month. If you go to AADL.org/Black History Month, you can see the full list of dates and events. super excited about a few in particular. One is the kickoff of something we're calling the Secret Lab Inventors series. So we talk about an invention. This is our secret lab in the basement where we do lots of technology, hands-on things. Well, we are introducing the desktop stereo microphone, which was invented by James West and Gerhard Sessler at Bell Laboratories. You will learn a little bit about what this, what the process for inventing this was, and then you'll try and make your own. So you'll be in the secret lab at the library on February 7th, trying to make your own desktop stereo microphone. The next day, February 8th, we have a Fifth Avenue Press author. She did a picture book, Debbie Taylor, called Over in Motown. It's a picture book about a bunch of Motown acts and where they came from. It's awesome. That's February 8th. And then on February 18th, we have a giant Motown Legends Gospel Choir concert at the downtown library. That'll be tons of fun. And finally, near the end of the month, Rochelle Riley will come back to the library downtown on February 27th to talk about her book, The Burden, African Americans and the Enduring Impact of Slavery. So that'll be another great event.
They'll be singing in the library. Well, no shushing going on.
No,
right? Gospel choir.
Never shushing in the library. Right. We've got signs that we post sometimes that say, today will be a noisy day in the library. And I think about leaving those up all the time because we have so much going on, so much fun and excitement.
All right. So we'll put a link to that on our webpage. You can go find the exact dates and times for all these events.
Yes.
And I understand you got some good news about becoming a 5-star librarian.
Yes. Announced in January, at the end of January, was... Are those... Can we just put a rap air horn or like trumpets or something in here?
Insert sound effects
exactly,
here.
Exactly, yes.
Noted. Okay.
Editor's note.
Yes.
5-star library. So
woo-hoo!
The AADL is a 5-star library. Once again, the Library Journal comes out every year with their star rankings, 5-, 4-, and 3-star libraries based on more than 6,000 public libraries throughout the country. The AADL, based on some objective metrics, is another 5-star library. That's the 12th year in a row. Ever since they've been doing this, we've been 5 stars. So I'm happy to be part of 25% of that. I'll take full credit. Elizabeth can take credit for a good half of that. But it's a great honor from Library Journal. And it's based on metrics from our users. It's not something that we do. So it's circulation, door count, program attendance, how many wireless sessions we have. So it's not...
What does that mean, wireless sessions?
Like how many people are using the Wi-Fi, how much Wi-Fi usage we have in the different locations. So if you're
That's
in the building...
That's something you're judged on.
Yeah, oh. I mean, that's part of it,
means
right?
People are in the library.
Okay. People are in the library specifically coming to do work, use the Wi-Fi. There's also public computers, so we've got those in all our locations. So these are usage metrics that help us be 5-star. It's not that, obviously, we're offering all these things, but it's the people that help us reach these heights, and we just want to offer more and more and more, so...
Super. Is this something cool for the entire Ann Arbor District Library system,
mm-hmm,
not just the downtown
branch? Nope. So it's all 5 locations for the system. So Library Journal ranks each based on their service area, and then it does kind of a per capita circulation and the rest. And so we have really high numbers. It's great. You can check out AADL.org, and you can see our 5-star stuff on there. Very excited to be 12th year in a row.
Congratulations. I know you always have so much going on. That's why we bring you Beyond Books here on 89.1 WEMU. We love to hear about it. We love to share it with the community. Elizabeth, it was great meeting you.
Thank you.
If you want to date a book, now's your chance.
Exactly.
Right? Thank you all so much for listening and joining us here on Beyond Books on 89.1 WEMU.